Hey guys, wanna last longer in bed without having to worry about it? Who doesn't want to last a little longer in bed, right? It's hard to wait for your girl to come because there really is an orgasm gap. And that's why I love Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is going to make you last a little bit longer in bed without you having to worry about it. And it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your girl, they have a whole line of women's products. They also sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you hornier. They have everything you need for a hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Not only do I recommend them, 2,000 medical professionals recommend them too. And just for listeners of my show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order at promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Make sure to order up because you're going to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now to get 15% off your whole order, or just go to the description and click on the link.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I'm trying to figure out a way that I could comment back to everybody. They don't sort of make it like a back and forth kind of a thing, but I'm trying to figure that out. But I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course, I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. The one thing I need to tell you is please do not be driving when you call. If you're driving, pull over, park, and leave your message. And if you can, make sure to hold the phone up to your ear. That is the best way to ensure that you're going to have good sound on your confession and I'll be able to use it. So many confessions come in and I can barely understand what the person's saying. So you could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests, including today's guest, okay, all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month. And I feel like you get a lot for that. Most people charge like $12, $20 for their Patreon. They're barely giving anything. I'm giving out so much and it's $5, you know, and you are also supporting the show, which is great. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Brandy and Brandy's story. Oh my God. OMG. There's a lot of stuff in this story. It's super interesting. She lives a very interesting life from the get-go. Literally, her baby daddy story involves murder, a murderer in jail and rape. I mean, it's a crazy story. It's something that like she actually never really talked about. She talked about it here though, so we go that far back. But really what she called and just talk about is like where she's at now. In between her baby daddy and where she's now, she was like married, divorced. After she got divorced, though, she started living it up. She had a threesome with a girlfriend. That was a whole drama story. Lots of threesomes with her girlfriend and a guy. And she talks about that and why it ended really badly. And that was a crazy situation. And then we talk about herpes, and that's a whole other conversation. And you're going to have to listen to hear how that comes up in this story. Then she started to go and look for couples to become a unicorn, and the couples she found, there's drama there too. Then she went looking for a sugar daddy. And what she found was super interesting, and why that ended was interesting. And now she's with a guy. He might be married, he might not, but he loves to be pegged. She's super open. She's really actually looking for a new guy. I'm trying to get her a date on my Patreon because she's like, I would love a guy that wears panties, pantyhose. I think Brandy's like a good catch for some guy. I'm like, send me in some hot pics on my Patreon so I could get her a date, because she is with a guy now who might be married, might not be married. You're going to have to listen to the episode to see what you think. I'm going to put those polls over out on my Patreon as well as on Spotify, because I was curious of what's going on with this guy. She tends to believe him, but I'm like, I don't know. So you're going to have to listen to hear all the details. Her whole episode is super interesting. If you want to see hot pics of her, go to my Patreon. They're all there. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Brandy.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Brandy. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
Hey, Kathy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Brandy, listen, you're calling in. This might wind up to be a girl talk episode. I don't really know. This is what I know so far about you. You're a grandma, but you're only 47, and you say you're still hot. And I get that, because women nowadays could be fucking hot and they're 47. You know what I mean? Probably.
Right.
You're super horny. You did say you're trying to get in a lot of stuff before you dry up, and your ovaries feel that way too. And that's why they do make women in their 40s super horny.
Man, something's fucking going on.
Yeah, that happens. It's very common. And so you've tried unicorning. So you fucked up with couples. You did the whole sugar daddy thing. That I'm very interested in. What was the mindset behind that? You're also with a guy now that you're like pegging him and doing all this kind of good stuff. We'll start a little bit when you were younger. Like you did say to me, when I was younger, I was like, I was very promiscuous. You did like sex when you were younger, and you did like fuck around a lot, right? That's who you were before you got married. Considering the fact that you're a grandmother now, and you're younger than me, and I only have an 8-year-old son, and you probably have an 8-year-old grandson, you obviously got married really young. Oh my God. How old were you when you got married?
Well, actually, I wasn't married until I was 28. I actually had two children when I was like in my early 20s.
But you didn't get married the guys. You didn't marry the baby daddies.
No, thank God I did not. He's in prison right now, but that's a whole different story.
Oh my God. Did he go to prison like early on? How long's he been in prison for?
He's been there for 22 years.
Oh my God. Is he a murderer?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Your baby daddy murdered somebody? Oh my God. Like when you knew him, how could you just, I need to hear this story. I watch a lot of Dateline.
Oh, I know. I'm obsessed with that kind of stuff probably now because of this. But no, talk about meeting like just that hot man that makes you all the promises and all that. And you find out once you're pregnant way too late. that he's the wrong kind of person. So I got pregnant maybe 6 months in, and then it all just was very controlling and just like obsessive about things and terrible person. And then when our son was born, he was one, and then he threatened that he was going to shoot me just like he shot the others. And I was like, what are you talking about? Come to find out, his family didn't tell me. Nobody told me. His first baby mama, he shot her, but nothing happened. Like, she didn't die. She's still alive. And then I didn't know that. Got a restraining order, the whole bullshit, whatever, and ended up getting pregnant again.
Not by him.
Actually, it ended up being a time I was dropping our son off to him to watch him, because he watched him during the day, and he was a decent dad as far as that went, and he pretty much raped me.
Oh my God.
And I got pregnant.
You're kidding. Yeah. Now, did you put him in jail for that?
No.
Okay. And you still let him watch your son after that? This is where you're so dumb when you're young. Like, this guy like shoots people and stuff, and you're still dropping your kid off at his house.
Here I am, a single mom, didn't have any other choice other whatever. And it wasn't so terrible then, as far as I remember.
No, but listen, when you listen to the story outside of yourself, sure. Everyone's like, how is that not so? That's as terrible as it could get. This guy's a murderer. He threatened to kill you. He shot his other mother. Yep. Like, you can't trust him with your baby, but I get it. You're really young. You're in the middle of dating someone who probably had a lot of control over you. And most of the time, like, people get into these things and you just lose your mind. You're not thinking properly. I'm saying, like, but if you look at it, it was as bad as you could get. It wasn't not that bad. It was very bad. He fucking raped you. He raped you. This is like the kind of person you were attached to, but you just were probably mind fucked by him. It happens all the time to women.
Terribly.
Yeah.
Terribly.
It's unfortunate. And people always don't understand, like, how did you stay and why didn't you just walk away? But it's not that easy. You hear it all the time. It's like psychology 101. You're lucky. Listen, you're lucky that he didn't kill your fucking kid, his kid too, but you're lucky and that he didn't kill you. Because I'm sorry, anyone that's could kill the mother doesn't mean they're never not going to kill their child. Those people are crazy. Right. Something's wrong with him. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's majorly crazy. On our son's first birthday, when I was trying to get birthday party stuff together and whatever, he wanted me to come and pick him up and take him to work. And I wouldn't. Long story short, he slit his wrists because he was mad at me.
That's what I'm saying. As somebody like that, if he's so obsessive with you, he would do something to your child to get back at you. So just the thought of giving him your kid. So after he raped you and you got pregnant again, how did you wind up kicking him when did you ever get free of that relationship?
Well, we weren't even together then when I got pregnant with my daughter. And almost nobody knows that he raped me and that's how I got pregnant. Because people assume they're baby mama, baby daddy, we're fucking whatever. We weren't at all. He was whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was pregnant again. We were not together. Uh-huh. Come to find out, he's dating a girl that I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to warn her, this is bad news. Because he's that guy. He's so hot. And he's got that charm and everything. Anyone's going to fall for it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Stupid as fuck.
You couldn't warn her. Right? He warned you. He told you straight to his face he's going to shoot you. He did. And you still went back. Yeah. So,
I find out he's dating a girl that I went to high school with. We tried warning her everything. My friend even tried to.
Don't tell me. This is the one he kills?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Wait, so it's a girl. You guys go to her and you say, listen, this is what this guy has done.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor girl's, oh, no.
Brainwashed just like me. He It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's especially when you're really young like that. This is what's so scary for people when they're younger, and how scary it is to have young daughters and stuff, because young and dumb. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking the way I think now as an adult when I was young, too.
No,
I mean, I think some of us are very lucky when I think back to the shit I did when I was younger, that I was never raped or never drunk driving, killed somebody, or all the crazy things I did, all the crazy places I put myself in. I wasn't murdered. We have to consider ourselves the lucky ones.
Oh, my gosh. I think now all the stuff that I've done in my life, and I'm only 40. Wow.
Yeah.
I've lived like 5 lifetimes.
Yeah.
So that story with him gets even better.
No, but tell me though, this girl though, you go to her and you guys tell her like this.
Did you,
at this point, you guys knew that he had shot the other girl. Did you tell him that he shot that girl and she still stayed with him? And then how did he kill her? He shot her? Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
So this is like a year and a half later, after I did leave him like in the middle of the night, pretty much. So then a year and a half later, he hadn't even seen her daughter. Like nothing. And he was arguing with her and beating her in the head with the gun. And he says it accidentally went off. I say, bullshit, you shot her.
Yeah.
Shot her in the head.
Wow. And she died.
While his son saw it. His other baby mama that he shot, that relationship. So his son actually saw it. He didn't even know that until 5 years ago.
Wow. Who didn't know that? The guy didn't know that his son saw it? His son never told him. Wow.
No.
So when you say the story gets better, is this the part that you were
getting? So my kids are now older, like 25 and 23, and they they wanted to meet their dad like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I got it together and went to the prison and saw him a couple times, and then I let my kids go there and whatever. So now they do go there. Like, my son actually just went there yesterday to see him. So I've seen him a few times. And then this guy is still so delusional. He thinks he's going to get out of prison in 6 years, which he is supposed to. And he thinks that we should be together. And I'm like, you're fucking nuts. Never. I don't even know if I'll stay in the area or let him even know where I am, because that's just.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
It is. Very scary.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
I feel like that's part of my life. Like, I didn't talk about to anybody. So many people didn't even know that about me.
Sorry, I had to go there because, I you know, I like all that kind of stuff. So anyway.
It honestly is something that I don't even think about. So even to talk about it, it's like, yeah, it's real. It's real.
That's a real crazy story. That's a crazy fucking story. That's a really crazy origin story. You can't leave that out. But so now how does this girl have that kind of, so you're young, you're dating wrong people and everything. You wind up so then you do though eventually get married when you're 28 to a new guy. Now, is this guy a good guy that you stay married with for a while? I know you guys are divorced.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I knew him for a long time. Like, he had been married. She passed away. And we started dating, and it was like one of those instant relationships. He had a daughter, and I had my two kids. And I was like, oh, who's going to want to be with me? I'm young. I have two kids already, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it was like one of those situations. You just get together, and then we're married for a couple of years. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, how long did you wind up staying married?
We were over 10 years.
Okay, well, that's not a couple of years. That's a long time.
Well, Oh, yeah. But
a couple is two.
I realized it a couple of years in.
Oh, oh my God. 2 years in, you're like, I got to get out, but you don't leave till for 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Well, I had another baby. So now I had 3 kids.
You're so fertile. Why don't you use condoms?
Oh, my God. Yeah. But I wanted, you get a house, you have the kids, you have the family. I did that whole mom thing.
Oh, my God.
And
everyone read that book. I know.
And it was boring. I could look at him and just say, you're just not somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with. It was just like boring sex. Wouldn't go down on me.
Ever?
That's a big, nope.
I don't get that.
Nope, because one time, actually, this is how it stopped. I tried to give him a little direction, and he got offended by that, apparently. And then he's like, forget it. I can't do it right. I'm not going to do it.
No. That's a guy that doesn't want to eat your pussy to begin with, and he just uses it as an excuse. Okay, I'm sorry. Pussy is in a straight... I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. In a straight man, the pussy is stronger than her hurt feelings, and no man would stop because you told him what to do. He didn't like pussy. I'm just sorry to say.
Something. I don't know what is put any. He's real stubborn and whatever and.
That's crazy stubborn. 8 years he never went down on you just because you told him something? That's not normal. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
He wasn't into it to begin with. And he took that excuse out because if he really wanted to, he would have. Give me a break. Let's think about it.
Well, yeah, for
so
sure.
So you said if you don't go down, I'm not going to blow you. So neither one of you gave oral sex your whole marriage?
No, nope. Maybe. I probably did. Shit, I can't remember. That was a long time ago. But yeah, we would have. It was very vanilla, very vanilla.
Right.
So we separate, get a divorce, and now it's on for me. I'm like going out, doing things. My friend and I, when I was getting a divorce and still going through it and living with him and all that, figuring that out, my best friend at the time was doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And we would go out. We would go out like 3 times a week, go meet young guys, go back to their houses, all sorts of stuff. I was just running around and we were just having fun and stuff like that. And it was finally free and I can do whatever I want. That didn't happen very often before. So I could go out and I'm not wanting vanilla. I want like find somebody that's exciting. And then I'm like, I like girls because I had a threesome with a friend of mine and then that turned into, oh, I really like this. And I was like, well, let me see if there's any like couples. Why not?
What? Now that threesome with your friend, did that happen when you were super young or did it happen after your divorce?
That happened in my little wild period after my divorce. And it was like, clear out of the blue, never would have thought anything about it or that happening. So I had a friend that she had a boyfriend or guy from out of town and he would come into town and we would all go out. And then it just ended up one night being out. Oh, he brought a friend with him and his friend passed out that him and I were supposed to hook up or whatever. And his friend passed out. So that's when they were like, well, why don't you just come and join us? So that started and I mean I had kissed girls before and you know that little whatever, but this is the first time I would ever go down on a girl. And so that was just the basic kind of threesome, go down on her, whatever. And then of course this is the kind of stuff you hear. She was like, she didn't want her boyfriend to fuck me.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, he would always fuck me when she wouldn't be able to see. Like being that sneaky guy on the side, trying to just get it in anyways and thinking she has no idea.
Well, how long were you guys banging for? Like, how long did this threesome last? It was one threesome?
No, it was probably like over 6 months, but maybe only 3 times.
Oh, so you had many threesomes with this friend and and her boyfriend. And you knew that she didn't want you to fuck her boyfriend, but you would let him fuck you when she wasn't looking? Because I know you're saying he would do it, but you obviously had to allow him to do it. So both of you did it behind her back. Oh, my God.
if I was like going down on her with my ass in the air or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But she wouldn't know?
I don't know that she did or didn't. This is a while ago, so my memory isn't the greatest either. But I'm sure she must have known. And he was just like that. But then they wanted me to use a strap-on with her. And I was, for some, like, never would I think, oh, okay, yeah, I want to wear a strap-on and fuck you. And I did, and I really liked it a lot. I would be like, hey, you want me to come over? But that never happened on the site. She didn't want that without him. But I would fuck her with the strap-on.
So you saw them only 3 times and all this went down?
Yeah, it must have been. It probably was only like 3 or 4 times at the very most. Uh-huh. But yeah.
But you enjoyed it. This was your good girlfriend, though, that you had known for a long time?
For a few years and whatnot. But that was the end of our relation, our friendship, though, too.
How come?
It just got messy. Messy. Because she actually had another long-term boyfriend that was having her see this other guy for... He kind of was like a cuck. He wanted her to go and fuck him and do all that stuff. And then so her long-term boyfriend just is messy and got dirty with it and was like then telling everybody what was going on. As if I was that hoe messing around with them and all that stuff. And he then aired some pretty personal information about me on Facebook.
But why you? Why was he mad at you?
Good question. Good question. He was out there. He wanted her to go and fuck this other guy and do whatever. I was single. I wasn't with anybody.
He was mad that you were involved in it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And then he just wanted to be controlling about it. So he aired some real personal information about me on Facebook to everybody.
Like what?
So in my little... wild period of time, there was a moment of clarity, like, to stop what you're fucking doing, because somebody completely lied to me and I ended up getting herpes from him.
Oh God. And so did that guy know that you had herpes because you told your girlfriend and she told him?
Yeah.
Like, how would he know that you got herpes? That's your personal business. Because you told your girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Oh my
God. And she had it. She had it.
Did he know she had it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. So he goes on Facebook.
And he does that and puts that out there about you?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Talk about.
You guys are grownups too. This is happening in your late 30s, right? We're in your late 30s, 40s.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yep.
What's my wrong late with 30s. People?
My late 30s. Yeah. And then that was the end of our friendship because I'm like, I don't do that kind of shit. I am not messy. I don't air their information. What were they doing? So, oh yeah, it was a mess. So yeah. So I got herpes from a married man that was lying to me.
Sorry, but that sentence, listen to it.
Oh, I know. I
got herpes from a married man. Let me tell you, I'm going to say this to my audience right now, okay? Because this is a true fucking story. And this is why herpes is so prevalent, okay? I had a friend when I was younger in my drinking days. And she got herpes from some fucking douchebag boyfriend of hers that like knew for a fact he had it and gave it to her on purpose. Mm-hmm. She remembers the exact moment that he like rubbed his herpes dick on her and gave it to her. Yeah, like sick shit, right? But anyway, this isn't about him. This is about her. Okay. So like this bitch used to constantly, cause she's my really good friend. She used to constantly go out and fuck guys without condoms. Okay. Like seriously.
Yeah.
All the time. And she had herpes and she would never tell them and she'd fuck guys without condoms. And this is what people do. People with herpes will fuck you without a condom. Like this happens all the time. And I remember once her coming to me and saying, oh, cause sometimes if she got in close with the guy, like eventually she'd have to tell him. But any smart person would think back and be like, wait, you've been fucking without a condom all the time and you didn't tell me you had herpes. And she did. I remember once she called me up, she's like, oh yeah. And so the guy I'm seeing, like that she's been fucking without a condom, she told him she had herpes and she's like, and he's so nice, like he didn't even care. I'm like, I'm sorry, that doesn't make him nice. That makes him either infected with herpes or he has like something even worse. Okay, because if somebody was fucking me without a condom and didn't tell me till 2 months down the line, I would go fucking mental on them. That's what a nice person does. Okay, a nice person says, you were fucking me all this time with herpes and you didn't tell me, that doesn't make him nice. I'm like, that guy's probably has it too, and he's a liar like you. I'm sorry, that's not nice.
I will tell you, I will not have sex with anybody without telling them first, because how I got it. I'm like, that root, I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I have to have that difficult conversation with every single person now that I have.
Exactly. It's horrifying. And that guy didn't tell you, and you were having unprotected sex with him.
Now, listen, everyone, I totally understand that having super hot, open, and free sexual experiences is important to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to my show. I get it. The best type of sex is liberating and worry-free. The kind where you just lose yourself in another person without any concerns, including the risk of contracting an STI. And that's why I'm super excited to introduce the latest and greatest innovation in sexual health, DoxyPep. DoxyPep is a low-dose prescription antibiotic taken after unprotected sex, including unprotected oral sex. It acts as like a morning after pill for STIs. Studies have demonstrated that it reduces the likelihood of contracting syphilis and chlamydia by 80%, as well as gonorrhea by 60%. And the good news is I know just where you can get DoxyPep, and that is at the sex-positive company Shameless Care. Shameless Care is offering DoxyPep for just $109 per year. It is not a subscription, so there's nothing to cancel. It's just one payment of $109, and that gets you 15 doses, which is a full year's supply of medication. To obtain DoxyPep today and take charge of your sexual health, please visit shamelesscare.com/strictly. That's shamelesscare.com/strictly to get your DoxyPep, or just go to the description and click on the link. And this is why I'm right. giving the PSA. All you people out there, I can't stand when people on YouTube think I'm not on there anymore. They used to be like, why don't you ask your guests if they use condoms? You want to know why I don't ask people? Because most people don't. All you vanilla right. people, oh, yeah. all you swingers, all your everything, nobody uses them. Okay. That's just a fucking uh-huh. fact. The majority of people don't use condoms, but this is, I always did. And I was always like super protective because I'm a hypochondriac. Mm-hmm. So I just have to tell people, like, listen, tons of people you're banging, like, they're not, if they have herpes, they're not telling you. Just like your guy didn't tell you, just like my friend never told right. any of the guys she was with.
So the other thing though about herpes, this is, and I'm surprised that people don't talk about it more on your show, because obviously it's all very sexual, and this is reality. But the thing about herpes is, like, I could have it. It's not going to be like the condom covers just your dick.
Yeah.
It doesn't cover anything else. So if somebody is having an outbreak, it almost doesn't matter if you, because you could have a nick from shaving and whatever. They're going to get it from that. It's an open, if they have an outbreak and they pass it on to your skin. It could be on your balls. It could be on your
face. Oh, yeah, that guy
face.
That gave it to my friend rubbed his dick on her ass. That's where she got her first
right?
Thing, on her ass, because that's where he put it. But, yeah, it's just crazy. I'm just saying. So you
it
meet
is.
This guy, and he's married, first of all. He didn't tell you he was married? You found out later?
I thought that they were separated.
Okay, but he wasn't.
He told me that they were separated.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Right? Okay. He's lying about that. And then you're having sex with him without a condom, and it turns out that he gave you fucking herpes. Can you believe that?
Yep.
But I'm just saying, this is why it's important to talk about it, because this happens a lot of times. Of course it is, because imagine your whole life. Like, when my friend got it, I always felt really bad for her, because every time she'd meet a guy that she likes, it's like,
yeah.
when am I going to tell him? How is he going to react? It rules your whole life, the rest of
it
your
does.
Life.
It does. Yeah. It is a struggle, and it is very difficult.
Yeah, really bad.
But it really made me, it really put my fucking sex life to a screeching halt then, because I was out doing my thing, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? This is karma coming back to bite me.
No, stop. You don't have to look. Like, what? Because you were having fun sexually for the first time in your life? That's not how the universe works. Stop. Well, maybe because you were being unprotected or whatever.
Yeah,
so that's not karma. That's just science. Okay. That's just, it's irresponsible. It's not karma. Okay. Sorry. It's
like... So I have to have that conversation with everybody. And I've even shared it with my one daughter, because I'm like, you got to be smart too. And she's way the opposite. She's a hypochondriac, so she's not worried about it.
Those are the people you have to be, you want to fuck, because those people wear
she's
condoms.
She's at the doctor all the time. They're quiet. What's up? This chick, but yeah.
But wait, so but when do you, okay, let's get off of herpes now. So you wind up that guy outs you. That's like horrifying. But anyway, like when do you wind up doing the whole couples thing and what happens with that?
So that was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago.
And did you go like on an app or something? Like how?
Yeah,
you,
okay. I went on an app and I went through people. I met this couple. They were really quote unquote normal couple, professional, good careers, everything like that. And they, I started talking with them. I had started to, like, I listened to enough podcasts and stuff to ask the questions of, have you done this before? What's your bad stuff? I felt like I was asking more questions about it than they were, which should have been a red flag for me. But so yeah, they said they had experience and whatnot. So I end up, we decide to meet for like drinks or whatever, meet them. They're really nice. We all really got along and everything. And we ended up just going back to that their house that same night and really just having a whole lot of sex, like everything. But he was the dictator of running the show. You do this, you do this. It felt a little unnatural, but I continued with them for about 3 or 4 months, I think.
Well, how was it?
It was good when it was good, but then there's always that stuff that's not so good. Of the communication is terrible, or they have issues that they obviously needed to sort out before they brought somebody else into their relationship. So...
But how about the sex though? When it was good, it was good. Were you hooking up with her? Were you hooking up with him?
Yeah.
Everything
yep.
was going down?
Everything was going down.
And were they hot? Were you attracted to them?
Yeah. Yeah. They were a good looking couple. He was like early 50s, I think maybe 51 or something. And she was a little bit younger. She was like 43, I think.
Uh-huh.
And they were good looking. They both worked out and took care of themselves and fun. Like they to do stuff and whatever. But yeah, we all were just having sex. All of us. He had a really high sex drive and she was like, I can't keep up with that. Like you always say, here's another girl. Go fuck her. And she's like, help me out here. So yeah, we would fuck like crazy all the time. I would spend 3-4 days there. They ended up talking about wanting me to move in.
Wow.
But oh yeah.
So it sounds like at the time that it was probably fun, but looking back, you see like the problems.
Well, there was one time, of course, you're all drinking and whatnot. And we're all having sex and the wife went downstairs to go get a drink or whatever. She's, you guys just keep doing what you're doing or whatever. And so I was riding him in their bed and she comes upstairs and she's like, the fuck off of my husband. What are you doing? Goes crazy. I'm
why?
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, wait a second. I'm sure you had rode him before, right? In front of her?
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
she told you could do whatever when you left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she explain why she was bothered?
She just, I don't know. She must have went downstairs and had a conversation with herself. And really, I was like, what do I do? Do I keep fucking him? Do I get off? Like, what do I do?
What did you do?
He was like, he's telling me, no, stay right here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sure. So, but then eventually, like, I did get up and I was like, I just gathered my belongings and he was like really defending me.
Were you trying though to talk to her? Hey, listen, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that this would bother you. Were you trying to talk to the woman yourself, woman to woman?
No, because I think he was trying to take charge of the situation before I even could find the words to get out. Like, I was so shocked. So I just went downstairs to the room that I would use and whatever. And I think eventually they both came in and talked to me and whatever.
And what did they say?
I think that she had trust issues because he cheated on her earlier in their marriage, and this is how they were trying to work that out, because they both were interested in a female, and they figured this was a good way for them to both have their cake and eat it too. But they hadn't worked out the major trust issues and all everything else that goes along with bringing somebody else into that relationship.
Well, were there rules put in there? Okay, listen, I don't mind you. Did you guys all go back upstairs and fool around again, or did you go home? Was that the last time
that
you
night
saw
I did not. That night I did not, but I stopped seeing it. There was like probably a couple weeks that I didn't see them, and I pretty much was like, you guys, I talked to you about this beforehand. I thought everything was fine. We talked about it, whatever. I came back probably was seeing them for another 6 weeks or so, and it fucking happened again.
What happened?
The same fucking thing. She just went crazy, like in the middle of a big sexcapade, and...
Well, they didn't, but let me ask you this. Did they put any kind of rules in there that, like, he was not obeying? Like, it was a free-for-all, but every now and then, even in the middle of a free-for-all, she'd get mad at something that you had done many times before? I don't get it.
Yeah, she was like one of those drinkers that she was good until it was just that one that went over the edge. And then she was sloppy and messy and bitchy. And that night, I got my shit and I fucking left. 3 a.m, hour and a half away from my house. I was like, never again.
Yeah, you don't need that shit. She's crazy. And she shouldn't be, listen, they should not be doing what they're doing. She's not in the right headspace for it at all.
Yeah.
Or she shouldn't drink when she's doing it, because she's not being rational, like you said. It's really the alcohol that would fuck her up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was her and I got along great. We were like friends, you know.
Yeah,
lost
it when she was drunk, right? She had issues. Okay, so did you do any other couples after them?
I didn't meet up with anybody. I had good conversations. A lot of those apps I did find. It is probably just the husband messaging you, jerking off to your pictures and all that stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so over this, because you built this like relationship. You're online. You get this false sense of hope that maybe you can see them. Because I was open to traveling. If somebody lived in Atlanta, I'm open to flying there. Huh? I don't have any reason why I can't. So, and I want to travel, that kind of stuff. And that just never came to be. But that's when I ended up, I'm like, well, hey, I'm dating. Why not see what I can find with a sugar daddy?
Oh, yeah. I'm so curious of what the mindset is for a woman that's seeking that out. What is the point of that? Is the point like...
Because I know... With my age, so this was just like a year to 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm still like young for 47. I'm probably immature, whatever, but I'm having fun and I'm totally myself. And I like older guys. So I'm like, I could date an older guy if somebody's a widower, or he just is like a business guy that just doesn't have time. I went on a website. I was exploring my options of what's out there. So
no, but there's money involved in a quote-unquote sugar daddy. So that had to be a part of this thing that you're looking for. You're not just looking for an older guy. You're looking for an older guy that's going to pay you for sex. That's what it's about, right? I'm just understanding the mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the guys were just looking for...
No, I'm not talking about the guys. It's you went on to a sugar daddy site. I'm just wondering, like, in your mind at that point, you're like, yeah, let me go look for an older guy that's got a lot of cash. Is the money has to be a part of it for you, correct?
Right. I had just gotten out of a 6-year relationship that I was pretty spoiled in. And we traveled a lot and spoiled. Not that I got whatever I wanted, but I got nice things and I like them. Mm-hmm. Is that like necessary for me? No. But, you know, I decided, let me just explore my options. I don't know. I may not find anything that I would want. But yeah, at the same time, if somebody wants a travel companion, whatever, with the right person, I'm open to it.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I was necessarily like, oh, I'm going to get somebody that's going to give me all this money and stuff. I was more like, looking for maybe someone that, like I said, a travel companion or just somebody to hang out with or whatever, and just to see what would happen or what it would be like. I had no idea.
Literally. But it's like available to you. You're single. You're like, why not try this angle out? It's interesting. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
And what happened there?
So I met a couple guys. One guy, just the same thing, just wants to talk and never meet up. Met this other guy. We talked for a little while. He seemed like a nice, normal guy. And crazy as it is, I met him at a hotel because he is in town for work. So they all stay in hotels and stuff. And he paid me like $250. I went there and literally talked to him for 5 hours and only kissed him. That was it.
Did he pay?
Never saw him again. Yeah. $250. And I was like, that was not bad. I mean,
was he nice?
What else was I going to do? Yeah. Very nice. Mm-hmm. He had two older daughters in their like 20s and stuff. He was like a normal guy that you would never think anything of.
Yeah.
I did not feel threatened with him. I felt very safe. I didn't ever see him again though. But I feel like I wasn't getting the whole truth of his life, but it is what it is. Then I met this other guy and he was a little bit older, 62, it said on the thing. Met him for dinner the first time and I'm waiting for him outside and he gets out of his car and I was like, that's an old man. He's not 62. And he's like,
more like 82. I mean,
well, he ended up being 69,
okay.
But he was like an older guy. And I was like, I remember seeing him for the first time and I'm like, oh, wow. Can I do this?
Well, what are you with this guy? What did you negotiate ahead of time? Because in a sugar daddy situation,
right.
It's slightly transactional, right? So what is what's going on with this guy?
It was a little vague at first. It turns out he had been doing this for quite a while and he was a widower now. So he said that he had different situations with different girls. Some girls, he would just take them on vacation with him or just give them like pay per meet, like a couple $100 when they would meet up and whatever. So we decided, well, let's just see if we hit it off, whatever. I'm fine with it. Like I said, I wasn't really looking for the money or anything. And he was a widower. So he liked the companionship. And I ended up really liking him. He was very like good to talk to, that older mentor. He still works, so he's very like active and stuff, but he was older and 69, that's almost 70. I'm like, oh my God. But I really actually liked him.
So the first time you met him, what happened? Did you wind up sleeping with him?
Well, we never had sex.
Okay.
He can't get it hard. Uh-huh. And he has a very small penis.
Interesting. Okay. And he tells you this up front or you learn this over time?
Well, the first time we met up, I'm such a hoe. First time we met up, then I went back to his place. And then he just wanted to like, go down on me. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you no.
Oh, my God. How much did... Oh, my God. So you meet this guy, he's 70. He lied.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be 62, but he's 70. But he's like, come back to my house. I'm just going to go down on you. And how much are you getting paid for that?
Like $300.
Okay. And you did.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I would, this is the funniest part about, not funny, but this is fucking reality here.
Well, your reality.
he could not get hard, but I would suck his dick and he could come.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've heard of that because listen, I think, well, no, ejaculation and orgasms don't happen at the same time. But so he wouldn't get totally erect, but he was able to ejaculate. Interesting.
Yep.
So
yep.
You blew him too.
Yep.
Okay. How was that for you?
Like it wasn't as bad as you would think. But like I said, I really did. I liked him. I liked hanging out with him.
Yeah.
He was fun. He was a little fun, but yeah. he pulls out some glass dildos, the lube, all this stuff. I'm like, who is this man?
He's a man. I don't care how old he is. He's right. Still a man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he would go down on me for hours if I left.
Really? And was he good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was real good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm a squirter. So he really, really liked that.
How long did you see him for?
I would say 6 to 8 months, but it was like there could be periods of time. I wouldn't see him very often.
Right.
You know, he was really busy and stuff.
Was it always $300?
Not every time. No. Sometimes it wasn't always $300. Sometimes he wouldn't pay me. And then I would be like, what the heck? But I did like spending time with him. So I was like, I was okay with it. The most he gave me at once was $1,000. So, because I was moving and he just wanted to help out and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I think he was catching feelings and still dealing with his wife's death, because his wife had died like a year and a half or so before I met him.
Uh-huh.
And they were together for a long time. But yeah, so I haven't seen him again. But
why did it end?
I'm too much of a distraction.
For him?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? I mean, did he say, listen, I don't want to see you anymore?
Every once in a while, he'll say he wants to see me, but I haven't seen him since last summer. I've talked to him a couple times, but that's it. But he's, I'm too much of a distraction for him. If he's messing around with me, he can't think straight, and he has like a real job. So he's like, I can't, which I'm like, wait a second. Don't you want that? You want that in your life? But it's fine. So I haven't really been, but my sex drive over the last like year or two has been like outrageous. I'm like, I can't get enough sex. I want to fuck all the time.
Yeah, that's probably menopause.
Yeah. And so I ended up friends with benefits. Very good friend of mine. We have the best friends with benefits like relationship. We literally can fuck and fool around and everything, and if I saw him the next day, nobody would know any different.
You're just friends, but sometimes you hook up. I have that relationship.
So that's good. But then I've dated off and on, and guys that say that they could keep up with me definitely can't keep up with me.
But is your friends with benefits the guy you peg?
Nope. Mm-mm.
So who's that guy?
So I met him actually on Facebook, on a stupid random group, whatever. We meet, he asked me out right away. He's in my area.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to dinner and I'm like, man, I'm just not sure if I'm feeling this guy, whatever. Well, then we start talking some more and I have to come out with my herpes situation. And I'm like, I don't know what he's going to say, whatever. I tell him and he's like, okay, we can deal with that, whatever. But he must have felt I'm opening up to him. He opens up to me. So he's like, I really like to be fucked in my ass. And I'm like, okay. So, and back it up even a couple of years ago, I'm like, I need to find a man that's exciting. I love lingerie. I love dressing for a man, you know, that kind of stuff. And I just can't find somebody.
Isn't that so disappointing when you want to wear like hot, slutty outfits and the guy could care less? It's like annoying.
Or where's the guy that wants to wear the women's panties or wants me to wear pantyhose?
Interesting. Oh, I have all those guys. I could find you a guy.
I love it.
You shout that out. Put that in your, listen to me. You want a guy that is into wearing pantyhose and you can wear pantyhose. You put that on any dating app profile, okay? And you're going to see an increase in your DMs.
Yeah, because I'm like, whatever. So I meet this guy randomly and by happenstance, he tells me this.
Mm-hmm.
That I've always, like I said, I use a strap on with the threesomes before. Love it. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. So it's fucking fantastic. He wants to be pegged. He wants me to do whatever to his ass. He wants to, you know, play with my ass and all of that. And he's dirty. Like the other night, he just wanted to pull my tampon out because that's whatever. And it's that's like at where I'm at right now. The only thing is, of course, how my life goes, he's married. And they're like, they
you never cease to impress me with your interesting stories. Everyone has a slight twist to it.
It never fails, Kathy. It never fails.
Wait, did he tell you this straight off the bat, or did you wind up finding out later?
Yes, because they do live together. They are not like together. He owns a business, and it's messy with that. So, and she is seeing somebody even. But it's like this, of course, like this fucked up situation. Why can't I just have what I want?
No, but I don't listen. Okay, wait a second. Married and like in a relationship with someone is one thing. Separated but not divorced yet and married on paper, it doesn't mean shit to me, if you ask me. Like, so he's actually separated from his wife, but they haven't sort of made it official, but she's moved on and she has other partners and she knows that he sees somebody else?
They still live together.
Okay, but do they live in the same room?
No, but...
But let me ask you this. Do you know for a fact that what he's telling you is true?
I don't know for a fact, but, like, I've been to his house, and he goes out with me and stuff. He's not worried.
Well, when you go to his house, is his wife home?
No, I only was there once. The other night, actually, for the first time. But he has cameras everywhere. I would think that she has access to that camera. I could be, and I was straight up with him yesterday, actually. I'm like, I need to know exactly, because then I can decide if I want to get myself more involved in this or not. And
what does he say when you tell him?
It's been 2-3 years that they've been definitely separated. She is seeing somebody that she was out of town when I went there the other night. That's she was with that guy. That's an open thing. I did directly ask him, what would she say if I asked her or someone asked her? And he said the same thing.
Well, okay. I don't know what a normal girl does in this situation, but I know what I would do in this situation. But I don't know if I'm very normal, but I do like investigating things. So like, you know, if I were you, I would have already done some intel on the wife, looked for her Instagram, tried to find out like if he's really telling the truth. Like, have you looked into her at I all have, to try to see what he's saying matches up?
I tried looking her up on Facebook. I can't find anything. He doesn't have her connected.
Most people aren't on
Facebook
anymore. It's like 2024. Go to Instagram. You know her. They're her
name. Yeah, and I doubt that she does because it's very vanilla. She doesn't even know this part about him.
What part?
Like about him liking to be fucked in the ass or anything.
No. You need to know whether this whole marriage setup. Listen, right. I do believe that there are couples that are quote unquote still married by law, but are completely separated, but they still do live in the same house. That can be the case. Yeah. But what also could be the case is that he's still with his vanilla wife that won't fuck him in the ass. And that's why he's seeing you and he's just making up this whole story. So like,
which is very, very valid, which is in my head for sure.
But you haven't tried to find her on Instagram to see if she has pictures with her and somebody else or like family pictures with him?
No, but I will now that you say it.
The fact that you haven't thought of it on your own, I don't understand people like that.
Because I guess, I don't know. He
Do
has
you not
been very,
want to know? Do
no,
you believe him?
I believe him. He's very, very open with me about stuff. He went through a lot of shit in his childhood with a family member and molesting him and all of that. So he's been very open with me about stuff like that. And I don't think that he would lie to me about this. It's obvious that
about
he's
the
married.
Marriage, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think so. Because he's very unhappy and
when you ask him why they haven't separated houses yet, do you know why?
Because of the business. And it's easy because he's got other properties. She goes and stays at one of them and I guess she's a teacher. So I'm guessing when it's school's out or whatever, she goes away.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is, right now it is what it is. It's pretty new. It's only been like a month, 6 weeks maybe that I've been seeing him.
Yeah, I think it's a flip of a coin. 50% right. chance he's lying to you, 50% chance he's telling you the truth.
Right.
Like I said, there is a situation that that can be the truth, that he is somebody. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times men will lie. No guy's gonna, that's cheating on his wife is most of the time is telling the truth when they're banging the girl that they're cheating on the wife with. They're not going to that girl and saying, oh yeah, I just gave my wife flowers and we had dinner and everything's great. They're going to tell right. that girl everything's terrible, this is toxic, we're not together, yeah. blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to tell the truth.
And I ask a lot of questions because I am that person. I ask a lot of questions and he doesn't like the pressure sometimes, but I'm like, listen, this is the fucking deal. You want to explore all this stuff with me, I just need to know the truth. So he's been to sex clubs in Las Vegas and everything, and we're definitely looking into doing that and seeing what we find out there.
All is he available at any time of the day, whenever you want to see him, when any night, or is he unavailable a lot?
I talk to him quite often during the day. He runs.
We're talking on the phone. I'm saying,
know.
In real
him.
Life, is he available 24/7 whenever you want to see him? Because those are like the little tells of whether
right.
a guy
right.
has a real life. If he's got yeah. a real life at home and he's fucking lying, there's going to be a lot of times he's not available to see you because he can't get away from his real wife at home. That's what I mean. They could text
yeah.
you when they're sitting next to their wife. They do that, okay?
Yeah, no
so that,
shit.
So talking
oh,
and shit like
that
doesn't mean anything. I'm saying, is
right.
he available to you 24/7 whenever you want to see him like a single guy would be?
I think that he puts a good effort into seeing me. Yeah. Like at nighttime, he goes back to his shop and he has to get things ready for the next day and then goes to bed. I'm not stupid. Yes, that's a possibility that he's saying if she's at home. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I see him a few times.
I'm worried for you.
well,
it doesn't matter. Do you like, let me ask you this. Honestly, you really, obviously, he's kind of like on the same page as you when it comes to SEX,
yes.
right? You're like down,
yes.
you have all these things on the horizon. You're interested
oh,
in dealing
yeah.
with him. And be very mm-hmm. honest, because nobody knows who you are, including me. If he came out to you tomorrow and said, or like you went and did the investigative research that I told you to, which you could probably do in 2 seconds, and found out that, you know what, he is still married and he's got it. Like, would you still continue with him?
Probably.
Right. So that's why you don't look
yeah.
because you don't like, right? Like, you don't like him. Like, you do, are you looking for a relationship with him?
Yeah. Well, that's where I am right now. I want a relationship because I've finally gotten to that point in my life again where that's the conversation we had yesterday.
And what does he say when you say you want a relationship?
Well, he never was looking for somebody else, didn't think that he would ever find somebody like me in the first place because he didn't think that women like me existed. And it's all like a lot for him to process because, like I said, it is so pretty.
No. That doesn't make sense. He's saying you're just like so good to be true that it's so overwhelming that I can't commit to you. I like this. It makes sense. So,
well, yeah, because it's not like he could just leave his, I mean, he could, yeah, leave his wife, but at the same time, there's a whole lot involved in that.
Yeah. I think if you listen, I think if you're really open to being in another relationship in your life right now, and that's what you're looking for, and you just want everything that you want in one person, this guy's got all that sex stuff and everything. There's a big chance that he is still married and he's lying to you. And there's a chance that he's not. I'm not saying 100% chance.
Right.
But if I were you, because you are looking for a relationship, before you get in so far with this guy, I would go and force yourself to really make sure he's telling the truth because you don't want
right.
to wind up emotionally attached and attracted to a man who's just straight up lying
right.
to you and has a whole other life that's never going to be available for you if you're
right.
really available and looking for a real partner.
Yeah, and that's why I started that conversation yesterday because I do really like him. I am like attracted to him. I love the sex. I love everything. Our conversations are great. He checks a lot of boxes, and I don't want to get myself emotionally attached to somebody that's unavailable to me again. And that is a big, big topic for me right now. So yeah, I don't think that he's lying to me, but I understand where you're coming from. I need to be smart about it.
Yeah,
sure.
Listen, it's good that you're being honest and letting him know that you're serious here. So if he's lying to you, then it's just a added burden for him. Like, how long could he do this with somebody that eventually wants to get serious? He's going to have to shit or get off the pot. And if he's lying, he knows he's going to get busted somewhere. So keep putting that pressure on him if that's how you feel. That's the best way to find out the truth. Tell him you love him. Fucking run.
Tell him I love him. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. No. Oh my God. So listen, Brandy, I have to go. Like I said, there's a lot of your stories. There's always one little tiny red flag that ruins it all. This guy, I don't know. I'm nervous for you with this one just because of your history. But listen, maybe keep your options open and keep dating. And good luck with everything. I love that you called in. Your story's fascinating. Like I said, each story has a little twist to it.
Never a dull moment in my life, I always
Oh my God. It started out with murder. And there was herpes, pegging. That's a lot of stuff. So anyway, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. And listen, if you want to send me some hot pics of you, you like to dress up
for
sure. Send me some hot pics to go with this. I got a whole Patreon full of tons of people. And the fact that you're willing to fly, the fact that you like a guy that wears pantyhose, oh my God, like I have so many guys that are going to be dying to see pics of you. So, you know, I could probably get you dates. Okay. So send me in some hot pics of you. No face. Okay. No face.
Yeah. Good. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. Bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, you're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.